There we go, we're ready. So the first is a very important Balat Turim. It's Parshat Tetzav, it's Erev Parshat Zachor. We are going to do a lot of Parshat Tetzav Torah, which is this, the Balat Turim, the first source, points out that Moshe, since Moshe has been introduced, this is the only Parsha that Moshe's name is not mentioned. Lo hiskir Moshe b'zeh ha-seder. Mash enkin b'chol ha-chumash. Shemishah shenol ha-Moshe. And we're giving the shir dafka on Zayin Adar. What time is your site?
It's today.
Today is Zayin Adar.
Why aren't we fasting?
I don't know. Why aren't you not?
Eating a kosher food is just like fasting.
Oh, well said, well said.
Fast every other year.
Shemishah shenol ha-Moshe. Ein seder shelo huskir b'chol. From this time, we have not mentioned. This is the one time. So the question is, why is it not mentioned? So then the Baal HaTorim quotes from the Zohar that says, "Vatam Yishum Sha'amar," because he had said later on by the Chet Egel, davening for Am Yisrael, "Mechini na Mesifrcha Asher Katafta," erase me from the Sefer that you wrote if you do not forgive Am Yisrael. In Kilas Chacham, the Gemara Mako says, any type of curse of Chacham, with Afila Tanaiba, even if it's on condition it comes. And therefore it was Nitkayim Bazeh. Therefore it was fulfilled. But the question is, why specific in this Parsha? Why in this Parsha specifically? Could have been every Parsha. Why Davka in Parsha Tetzav? So the Baal HaTorim himself says, because, quoting from a Medrash, that this Parsha, as we know, is going to talk about Big Day Kuna. And Moshe was supposed to be the Kohen Gadol. But since he refused, as Rashi quotes from this Gemara, in Zvachim, Al Yedesha Sirav Leilech B'Shlichut HaMakom, Not Lo Mimena V'Not Lo Aron. Therefore, specifically, in this Parsha, because it talks about the Agmas Nefesh, because he was actually supposed to be the Kohen Gadol. That's the Pshat of the Baal HaTorim. However, he also says about there, about why specifically then the menorah is mentioned over here. Fine, that's Lashon HaTzavah, and that's not for now. I want to share with you another pshat of why Dafka here in Parshat Tetzaveh. Parshat Tetzaveh has 101 psukim in it. So we do some gematrias, but you can see these gematrias are all going to be based in Achronim and Rishon. 101 psukim. So you might think, okay, 101 psukim. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky points out that if you look at Moshe's name, he quotes it from the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon says, look at Moshe, and if you break down Moshe's name, the hidden letters of the word Moshe equals 101. What does that mean? Mem. Mem. So what is written? The word mem. What is missed? What is hidden? The extra mem, because it's mem, right? You see what I'm saying?
Oh, when you
the
pronounce.
Actual letter. When you pronounce.
Shin.
You pronounce. Oh, good. So shin. What's missing? Yud nun. How much is that? 60. Yud and nun, right? 50 and 10 is 60. So we have 60 and 40, and then you have hey. What's missing? The aleph. Hey, aleph.
Oh,
hey,
aleph. God,
this is the Vilna Gaon. So literally the hidden letters of Moshe in this Parsha, which is 101 psukim. So you might think, okay, what is this? So I'm going to tell you, share with you, when's another time that we see 101? It's source number 2 over here. The Gemara in Chagiga talks about the difference in the Pasuk in Malachi that says, V'shavtem uri'item bein tzadik l'rasha bein ovei l'elohim asher lo avado. The Gemara says, what's the difference? The person who's a tzaddik is the person who's an Oved Elohim. The person who's a Rasha is the person who's not an Oved Elohim. He says, no, you don't understand. When it talks about an Eved Elohim and not an Eved Elohim, we're talking about both tzaddikim. We're not talking about, it's two separate people. But what? Listen to this Gemara in Chagiga. He says, Ein Odome, a person who learns 100 times, Ein Odome Shone Pirko Mea Pamim L'Shone Pirko Mea Vechad. You can't compare the person who learns 100 times to 101 times. Ask the Gemara. You're telling me because of that one time, Mishum Chad Zimna, he's called either an Eved Elohim or not an Eved Elohim? Amalei In says yes. Say Lomad, Mishuk Shachamarin, the people who carry in their, the people that are working as schlepping things. Asara parse, if they go 10 measures, they get one zuz. But if they go achadasar parse, they get double. Trey zuz. Again, the Marsha points out 101. Eved Elohim is the gematria of, again, of 101. What is this issue? The issue, this, according to the Anaf Yosef, brought down at source number 4, is because the normal way of walking 10 parsot, that's the way normal people work, and that's the norm of hiring these workers. As opposed to if you hire them to do 11 parsot, that is more than the norm. It's going above and beyond your natural ability. Therefore, your schar is kaful. That's why when you're learning 100 times, that was the derech, and that's what you have to do. But if you go more than your norm, that's telling me about the Avas HaTorah, the Fum Tzara Agra.
Eved Elohim is 101?
It's not 101.
Oh, what does he say there? Rashi Tevis Gematria Kuf Aleph is Velo Avadohu. What is that? Velo Avadohu. Does that work? Velo Avadohu, he says. Velo Avadohu is 101. Is that true?
That sounds about right, yeah.
Over there. Let's do the... I'm sticking with the other ones. Now, comes one more Gematria and put together with Rav Tzvi Yehuda Cook and those Naim Lator. If you look, as opposed to the Naf Yosef that just telling me that I'm going above and beyond, the Tosus Rid in source number 5 says, I heard. What is this idea of learning 101 times? He says it's from a Pasuk in Iyov. V'achochma me'ayin timatzeh. That wisdom comes me'ayin. Literally means from ayin, from nowhere. Right? We say, Shila malot esayinay el ha'arim. Me'ayin yavozit. So me'ayin. What's me'ayin? The gematria? 101. This is what the Tosus Rid says. Comes Rav Tzvi Yehuda Cook, and he explains the idea is when you learn 100 times, it shows that you literally, right now we're in the middle of Chazar and Yeshiva, you're in the middle of mastering it. You master it. It's your yediyah. Just like 40 times, it's as if it's in your pocket. 100 wines, it's totally about you, and you totally master the knowledge. That extra one, what the Gemara says, is an Oved Elohim. It represents that you're being mevatel yourself. It's representing that it's not about you. It's about that you realize that the learning you're doing is one of Ula Avdo, as the Medrash says, Zu Talmud. The learning is that you're mevatel yourself. You're representing yourself as a Shliach of Hashem. This is why specifically it comes in Parshas Tetzaveh, 101 Psukim. To specifically tell me that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Moshe. Moshe being the Anav Ma'od Mikol Adam. Specifically here, the 101 is telling me that what? This is Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu's whole essence as a leader, his whole essence as the Shliach of Hashem, was to Mevatel himself for Am Yisrael. Mecheni na misifracha. This is the concept of 101. Why specifically in Parshas Tetzaveh? Where it's coming to tell me that, what did we say? What was the first piece? What's today? Zayin Adar. And that's why the Oznayim LaTorah Rav Sirotzkin explains, as opposed to all other religions, when we have the holidays, what do we have? It's January 1st, December 25th. It's always celebrating a certain person who's promising certain beliefs. If you go believe in this, then you're going to have these things of Olam Haba. Specifically Parshat Tetzaveh, which always comes around Zayin Adar, comes to tell us that Moshe's name is not mentioned. 101. Because he's Mevatel himself. He's the one to say that when we have our holidays, it's all about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's involvement in Am Yisrael. Moshe being the ultimate Shliach of Hashem, of the Eved Elohim, known as the Eved Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu, that's Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal, that's on his kever to be an Eved Hashem. That's the ultimate shlichus of what it means. Ad Kan, the first idea of why you see the gematria of 101, Tetzaveh 101. The limud represents 101 of being me'ayin, knowing that my limud has to be an expression of avdus. Specifically, it always being in Zayin Adar to highlight Moshe's avdut of me'ayin yavo ezri. Now, if we go, the main structure, the main part of Parshas Tetzaveh is the begadim of the Kohen Gadol. And the question is it a mitzvah or not? The Rambam Shita in mitzvah asei lamed gimel. He holds mitzvah lamed gimel. He in source 5a here. Shenitztavu akohanim lebosh begadim miyuchadim lechavod l'tifaret va'oz yavdu b'mikdash. There's a mitzvah, and the Rambam says ketzah. He says it also in the other sources over here in the Klei Hamikdash in Perek Yud Halacha Aleph. He says ketzad seder levishas habagadim. We're going back to the Rambam. But the Rambam says what? There's a seder in the levishas begadim because there is a mitzvah to wear the big day kahuna, and that's what the Torah says. Vasisa big day kodesh laaron achichal chavod l'tifaret ved banav takri vil bashtam kutanot. These are the big day kahuna, and there is a seder levisha. There is a seder because according to the Rambam, this is a mitzvah. And not only that, as we'll see, it says that what? At the end of it, he says that when it talks about the begadim, it's a makadish, as we'll see. Bizman big dehem aliyem kuna sam aliyem. When a person does the avoda with the begadim, it gives them their status of kahuna. Aval bizman she'ein big dehem aliyem ein kuna sam aliyem. It's not just a mitzvah, it's a makadish. And he says, v'aviluhu zarim. It's as if you're a czar. And therefore, that's the sheet of the Rambam, as we will see. But if you look, for example, in source number 7, the Ramban disagrees. The Ramban says, in the mitzvah that the Rambam forgot, look what he says, Hasagos HaRamban, the Sefer. So this is Hasagos, to mitzvah HaSilam Gimel. He says that the Rambam says it's a mitzvah. Va'oz Yavdu B'Mikdash, etc. If you look at second number 2, Vineze im pshitutah v'katu v'arichut ha-torah v'vira, lo ra'iti, the Ramban says, I have not seen that the Bahag, the Baal al-Chot Gedolot, one of the big Gaonim, that the Rambam bases his Moni HaMitzvos on, the Ramban says, I don't see the Bahag listing it. He doesn't list it as a mitzvat aseh. He does mention it as a lav, that if you are mechus begadim, then it is. Why is that? Why is that? The Ramban says, you know why it would not be considered a mitzvah aseh to wear the begadim? V'daito zot, lomar, dekevon de'ein levishas begadim shelo b'shas ha'avoda shum mitzvah. Eino ela hechsher ha'avoda. Shim avad b'pachas mehen o b'yoter tipasel avodato. There's a lav, which means it's a hechsher the avoda. And if you do not do the avoda with the begadim, you're over the pasuk in Parashas Mishpatim, what the Ramban quotes, v'chol asher amarti aleihem tishameru. Right? You have to make sure you have the begadim for the when you do the avoda. But it's not a mitzvah aseh. Look what he says. Vinehu. It's a chelik mitzvah ha'avoda im avad behem. If you do the avoda, it's part of the mitzvah. If that's true, I should be listing many things. The mitzvahs, big day love, and Yom Kippur, mitzvah acheres, and many, many other mitzvahs. We should have the big day kohen gadol mitzvah, big day kohen hedjot, another mitzvah. But he says, no. All of these kulan chalakim michalkei ha'avodah mitzvah mimen. Which means, this is going to be, as Rav Yonah's son Sachs has many shirim that I've heard it, that I enjoy each time. This is the Rambam l'shitaso versus the Ramban l'shitaso. Which means, what is the function of the Beis HaMikdash? This was last week's shir. I was in America, so I'll say it to you. The last week's shir. V'osu li mikdash v'shachanti b'tocham. What is the function of the Beis HaMikdash? The Ramban shita in last week, I think we did it, I don't remember. Is that what? Is that you have to take, it's a Beis HaShechinah. What you have to do is you had this very high level experience. If you didn't learn this Ramban, you have to learn this Ramban. The beginning of Parashat Struma, the Ramban says, we were panim al panim with Hashem. And he gave us a very beautiful language. The Av of the Mitzvot, he calls it. Right? Av and Tolda. He gave us the Aseret HaDibrot, which is the Avos of all the Mitzvot. Now Hashem says, I do not want that unbelievable revelation, what's called a Decalogue in fancy language, right? That revelation of panim el panim. I don't want it to just be a one-time event. So what am I going to do? L'chachila, what am I going to do? I'm going to create this mikdash, not because I need it, but because I want this experience. V'asuli mikdash,
V'shachanti bitocham. Right? The Alshech HaKadosh. All this, not only the Hasidim. Say that the Shekhinah, that Beit HaMikdash, is not for me. It's to help me be within you. And therefore what? The function of the Mikdash is L'chachila, and it's a Beis HaShekhinah. So therefore, what then, if that's true, comes the Ramban to say, why, how about the Kalim? What do we do with all the Kalim? It says, V'asisa, V'asisa, all the different V'asisa Kalims. Why is it not a separate mitzvah? I'll tell you why it's not a separate mitzvah. It's not a separate mitzvah because it's all a hechsher for the avodah. It only is to help you for the avodah. But it's not what? An independent mitzvah. And that's why all these things are not listed. The only thing that's not a hechsher for the avodah is the aron. Because the aron, and that's why later on he says that the truth is that the aron is a separate mitzvah. When he says, etzli asiyah ta'aron v'kaporet, to lasum shama idut is timane mitzvah b'fnei atzma. That is a mitzvah in of itself, because it's not a hechsher for the avodah, the making of the arum. But everything else, the kelim, and that's what he says over here. He says the same thing over here for the big day kuhuna. When he says over here, what does he say? And what he says is, that the reason of the big day kohuna are just a hechsher. The ein b'levijas begadim shelo b'shas avoda shum mitzvah. It's a hechsher avoda, just like the kalim was a hechsher avoda. What does the Rambam say? The Rambam also has 613 mitzvahs, and therefore you can't include all of the kalim as a separate mitzvah. You know what the Rambam says? The Rambam fundamentally disagrees about the function of the Beis HaMikdash. He, if you look at the Rambam calls it a Beis Avoda. It's a Beis Avoda where you bring karbonos. That's what it is. And therefore, you want to know why these kalim are not independent mitzvah? You know why? Because it's part of the Avoda. These aren't separate mitzvahs. It's a chilek of the Avoda. The Ramban says it's not the Ramban also says it's a hechsher of the Avoda. That's the begadim or the hechsher of the Avoda. Right? But the Rambam, when he says the kalim aren't a separate mitzvah, because that's part of the mitzvah. It's included in mitzvah aseichof of building the Beis HaMikdash, of a Beis Avod. This is the concept of the kalim in general, the machlokes, Rambam and Ramban. If you skip ahead, if you look, let's talk a little bit about the differences between the tzitz and the choshen. Okay? In Perek Chavches. Okay? In Perek Chavches, the Rav Soloveitchik in his Hesped for Rav Chaim Ozer talked about the difference between the Choshen and the Tzitz. He says, if you look at the Choshen, he said, he described Rav Chaim Ozer based on the difference between the Choshen and the Tzitz. What does that mean? What's the difference between the Choshen and the Tzitz? Rav Soloveitchik was known to say that the Tzitz is very Kodesh. How do I know that? It says Kodesh Lashem. Very nice. It says Kodesh Lashem. Now, the tzitz is very Kodesh. Rav Soloveitchik say, well, if I walked in the room, I walked in the room, and I saw tefillin on the floor, and I saw tzitz on the floor, and I can only pick up one. Which one should I pick up? Tefillin. Because tefillin is more Kodesh. It's got more Shemot Hashem there. Tomorrow in Yom HaDaf Chesam HaBeis. What? Oh, right? And therefore what? And therefore, we have to obviously work on our Kedusha, make sure with our tefillin that we're not doing the wrong things with that tefillin. But the point of the Choshen that sits, Rav Soloveitchik explained in an essay and on his Hesped of Rav Chaim Ozer, he said, look at the Choshen. What's the Choshen? Where? Let's first start with the Tzitz. The Tzitz is Zahav Tor, it's Kodesh Lashem. Where is it placed? It's placed on the Metzach. Right? It's placed on the forehead. And what is the function of the tzitz? It's to be meratzeh, l'ratzon lahem l'tnei Hashem. V'nasa Aaron et avon ha-kodashim, asher yakdishu b'nei Yisrael l'chol matnot kodshihem. The tzitz is the center for the head. It's for the needing the Kohen Gadol to be the posek. To the posek to deal with all the issues of tarovis and basar v'chalav and Nida and Ksamim, you need the posek to what? To know Torah. To be able to have that Kedush of Torah. To be able to be holding, as they say. Rav Soloveitchik, Paskin like the Aruch HaShulchan. There's machlokas between the Aruch HaShulchan and the Mishnah Berurah. What was that machlokas? If you would open up your... You opened up your Talmud Bavli. It's in the entrance also. It's in the entrance to our base Medrash. It's brought down in the Gemara Brachos. It's brought down the Halacha. This tefillah. There's a tefillah, the base Medrash, B'knisasa v'yitziasa. Right? It's brought down in the Orach Chaim, Siman Kuf Yud Sivches. That says, Yiratzam lefanecha Hashem Elokai v'lokai avotai. Shelo yera davar takal al yadi. I shouldn't have anything happen to me bad. V'lo echshal b'dvar alacha when I'm teaching my friend. But I should be happy with my friend. Golly, I shouldn't say aser mutter mutter aser. The Mishnah Berurah says, "Say this tefillah before you come in the base medrash." Now, the Aruch HaShulchan says not, because the Aruch HaShulchan explained to Rav Soloveitchik says this is a tefillah for the posek. This is a tefillah for the posek. Why do we need? So first of all, Rav Soloveitchik says it's not just voodoo. You come to yeshiva for the year and you think all of a sudden you're a posek and you have yadin yadin. Yore, Zanit Chilas Kedusha, I'm Stark, I'm killing it, I am a rabbi now after 6 months. No, it doesn't work that way. You gotta work. There's a lot of learn, a lot of amelas to work with in Torah. That's A. B, he said that specifically the posek, because a lot of times what happens? People come with questions. And within those questions, what happens? Then are they really asking what they're asking? A lot of times they're covering up. And especially nowadays when you have SMS questions. Right, it's very hard. What are they really wanting? Who are these people? So on a certain level, that's the special tefillah over here for the posek that Rav Soloveitchik pointed out. However, that's the tzitz. What's the choshen? If you look at the pesukim of the choshen is not on the seichel on the metzach. But what is the choshen? The choshen is on the lev. Va'avanim tiyena al shmot bnei Yisrael. And then what does it say over there? It says, "V'nasa Aaron shmot bnei Yisrael b'choshen hamishpat al libo b'vol hakodesh lizikaron lifnei Hashem tamid v'natata al choshen hamishpat etaurim v'tatumim v'hayu aliv Aaron b'vol lifnei Hashem v'nasa Aaron et mishpat bnei Yisrael al libo lifnei Hashem tamid." Comes of salvation says there's another part to the Kohen Gadol and to the leader, and that is knowing how to paskin in the Choshen Mishpat. To know, should I go, if anybody was here from England, there's a Limud conference. Do I get together when there's Orthodox and the Conservative together? What do I do with all this open Orthodoxy? What do I do with Chilul Shabbos here in Eretz Yisrael? What do you do with all these Choshen Mishpat Shilas? All these things of Soloveitchik in 1954 dealing with the Mechitzas in the Shuls. To be able to paskin to say, no, this is what it's about, and if you go into a reform shul, it's as if you're over avodah zarah. Meaning, you can't go there. You can't go there while they're davening. You can't go there while they're davening.
Can't even look at a picture of
church. Right? Just can't happen. Rav Soloveitchik was saying the problem is that a lot of times in these shilas, Rav Soloveitchik wrote in this hesped, is that there was a whole movement to try to separate these functions. To say, oh, you're a Rosh Hashiva, you're a Kohen Gadol, only for the tzitz. Stay in the base medrash. That's all you are. But paskening about community shilas and being able to really have a das Torah on that in a sense of an educated. I mean, again, you shouldn't be giving a psak about bioethics if you know nothing about bio or ethics. Meaning, you have to be able to talk. You shouldn't be able to be talking about who to vote for in politics if you're not really there. If you're not holding in the politics, if you're not talking in APAC, and you're not really there. But there's no such thing as, Rabbi, you just deal with Orach Chaim. You just tell me if I have to wear tzitzis or tcheles or not. But when the time comes about those, no. So there's a movement that way. There's a movement even nowadays to say, okay, the rabbi can tell you if you can brush your teeth on Tisha B'Av, you know, Ishkayach, or put on deodorant. But talk about the real issues that are going on about women issues and all those things. No. And that's where Rav Chaim Ozer, he put those two together. And that is, on a national level, obviously, when I talk with the guys in yeshiva, we talk about making sure that these two aren't separated either. A lot of times, we talk about just the tzitz and working on making sure you have yedias haTorah, making sure you know all of Ksuvas, Shas Katan, Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos, but making sure that the Choshen with the Lev, making sure you're working on the Avodah Shebelev, making sure you're working on your Midos, making sure you're working on your Tefillah. Too many times, people are still working, looking at their phone in the middle of Chazarat Hashah. It's, oy, my boy. I may know everything about Karka Olam, about Esther and Farhesia Ave, whatever it is. But the basics are, when I'm talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in davening, I'm not looking at my phone. As much as J-Post or could be very important. Or Haaretz Lolein. You know what I'm saying? Like these type of things. You have to make sure to really work and make sure we don't have this separation between the Choshen and the Tzitz. Let's just end off with one major question that is answered by a lot of different Rishonim, Dalet Achronim, different Chassidus, but it's a question that you have to ask if you're doing Shnai Mikra Vechatar. And the question that you have to ask is, why at the end of our Parsha, of the Mizbeach Ketores, is it in our Parsha? The Mizbeach Ketores is, each Mizbeach had three names. You have the Mizbeach Ketores, Mizbeach Hazav, Mizbeach Pnimi. That's this week's Parsha. Last week's Parsha was Mizbeach HaNechoshet, Mizbeach HaChitzon. What else did I miss? Mizbeach HaOla. Right? That's the outer Mizbeach. So all the Kalim were all listed in which Parsha? Parsha Truma. Here, for a certain reason, it's like, oops, forgot about this one. Right? What do we have? Mizbeach HaKtoris. Why is this here? And there are a lot of answers given. There's a Ramban, there's a Meshech Chachma. Here I gave you the Sforno, and I want to tell you also the Netziv. I forgot to bring down the Netziv, which I wanted to share with you over here. Okay, first the Sforno. The Sforno, Rav Avadja Sforno, the 14th century doctor, explains a beautiful Pashtan, and asked this question also. And look what he says. Last source that I gave you. I just want to open up the Netziv while I'm doing that. Here you go. Okay. The Sforno says, you want to know why, look at the second line, actually not the second line, the third line. V'lo huskar ze'a mizbeach im shara kelim. The Sforno says, why is the Mizbeach Ketores not mentioned here? The Parashas Truma. Ki lo aita kavana bo lashkin ha'el yit parach betochin. K'mosha inyan b'shara kelim. Just like we finished saying, that the whole purpose of the Mikdash was the Shekhinah, according to the Ramban for sure. And the Kalim were there to help us. V'shachanti b'tocham. K'chol asher ani mareh otcha et tabnit ha-mishkan ve'et tabnit kol kelah v'chein ta'asu. The issue of the Kalim were either that it will help us have Hashem dwell within us. Furthermore, gam lo aya inyano lohorin mareh kvodo v'bayit. The function of Mizbeach Ketores was also not to help bring the kavod to Hashem in the bayis, like the Ma'aseh Karbanos. The Karbanos is not only for me to get closer to Hashem, not only for me to wean away myself from Avodah Zarah, but it is through the Karbanos, the Totza'ah was this communion, this community of Vino'adati Shama Livnei Yisrael. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu says. As a result, what's the reason why we're so sad that we're yearning for the Beis HaMikdash? It's because there's a lack of Kvod Hashem. As much as we try to be religious, we try to be observant, the bottom line is, without the Kvod Hashem, the amount of level of Kvod Hashem in this world is so much more lacking. When you have that center there, and you have this feast, not only the physical side of understanding that our physicality is also part of Avodas Hashem with all the Karbanos, but just knowing the center there, we're lacking our center, that physical center. But that's what the Karbanos did, that's what the Kalim did. As opposed to this Mizbeach. This Mizbeach, Haktoris, was a fundamentally different function. Last three lines of the Sforno. It is not for the Kvod Hashem to be in the world, the Totzah of Kvod Hashem to be in the world. It's not Lashkin, Shechina and the Kelim through us, through the Kelim. But what was it? Last three lines. Aval inyan zeh mizbeach lechabed et ha'el yitbarach. But rather, what was it? It was to honor Hashem. Acharei bo'o lekabel baratzon avodat amo. The Korbanot ha'boker v'arev. It was basically to give thanks to Hashem after he's come to accept our Korbanos. Give thanks.
al derech havul Hashem kvod shemo su'um mincha uvo lefanav. That idea of recognizing, to give the proper kavod to Hashem, after he's come, to realize there is this quid pro quo. Not that I'm giving korbanos that keilu paganism, that God needs, that he has some sort of need. No, chas v'shalom. That God has answered. He's been hate ozno. He has listened to our tefillot, listened to our korbanot, to be able to properly realize that there is that relationship. That is the function of this mizbech. To give the Torah that way. To have, as the Zohar said, you switch the tet with a shin. It's to realize you have that kesher with Hashem. Okay, so as opposed to the other kelim, which is either to help have the shechinah, or the totsa'ah, to recognize for the world there's a kavod Hashem. But rather, here it's what? It's to give kavod to Hashem. After he's accepted our korbanos, to properly get to give kavod of Hashem, and that's what the Torah is represented. Just briefly, I'll tell you the Nitziv. The Nitziv says, you want to know the difference? The difference is that the Ketores represents the Gemilas Chesed, as the Gemara says. The Ketores, as we know, is Mechaper for Lashon Hara, Shuavon Chamur Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. And, not by chance, the Gemara Ne'erchem talks about how each Kli is Mechaper for different sins. The Ketores is Mechaper for Lashon Hara, and which is the Avon Chamura of Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. And the Iker Toelos of the Ketores is to help us about the Maisa Gemilas Chasad. Because Gemilas Chesed itself, we know, is compared to Bissamin. And Ketores is to help us bring that. As opposed to the Aron, for example, is Torah. And therefore, comes the Nitzivmi Volozhin to explain. I'm just doing it briefly here. He says, that's first of all, that's why it's the Ketoret, the Gemara says, is Ma'ashir. Makes us rich, just like Gemilas Chasadim is Ma'ashir. The Ketoret. So why? Me'atam nevuar, atam shem muvdal, inyam mizbeach ha'pnimi mishar, kelim shebeichal. The other kelim, which are close to the Aron, that's the makor of the Koach HaTorah. All those are connected to Torah. Ma'ashenke in the mizbeach ha'pnimi, shelo rabu bo chukei haTorah. There wasn't a lot of chukim in the Torah. There it said, right? The below ba'al la'amod lifnei ha'parochet va'idut. The whole point of there, it's different. Just like gemilos chasadim don't have ein, right? Doesn't have a shir and a gvul. So too over here, it's just to be lechazik ulitmoch ba'korach koach tor shabal peh through the gemilos chasadim. Meaning, so there's a different function between them. The one of the Torah is similar again to the Gemilas Chasadim, which doesn't have a shir, it doesn't have as much chukim as the concept of regular Torah, and therefore it's put separate than the actual Torah. Just to finish off with one idea of Shabbos Zachor, to make sure that to connect. I thought about it. There's a beautiful Malbim that talks about how we see that's pure anti-Semitism. I wanted to bring it, but for some reason I didn't put it over here also. How each part of the Pasuk tells me that usually when you go against the war, there's reasons for it, and each word in the Torah is telling me how that's not true. You should look at that Malbim, but I'll tell you a different shot, which I thought based on the... What? It's the Malbim on Kitetze. It's the Malbim on Kitetze. I'm happy to send it to you if you want. The other thought, which we say, it says Zachor Amalek Asher, it says Bitzeitchem Mitzrayim. And if you remember the Ramban we did in Parshas Yisro, where does it say Bachodesh Hashlishi Letzeis Bnei Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim? We mentioned the Ramban. The Ramban says that the whole language was weird. It should have said Vayisu Mirfidim. Why did it say Bachodesh Hashlishi Letzeis Bnei Yisrael Mitzrayim? The Ramban had said, you know why? Because since Yetzi Mitzrayim, we were what? We were so excited to get to the Tachlis. We were so excited for the Yontif. So the Torah is writing in a weird syntax to switch it up, to tell us about this anticipation of Yontif. And if that's true, I thought to myself, based on the Ramban, that's exactly what's going on over here also. That what's Amalek doing? Their whole essence is to what? Is to suck away all that excitement. Zachor Asher Asal HaMalek, what? Baderech Bitzeitchem Mitzrayim. So
not just telling me that you're ayev ve'ageh. It's dafka telling you their whole, that's the mashal of the hot pot, right? We're all on fire and nobody would jump into this boiling hot pot. That's the concept of what it says in Parashas B'Shalach, that all the nations are trembling, right? But what do? Nobody would dare come. Nobody would dare come, and what does Amalek do? They're the ones who cool everything down. That's the exact mashal over here. The mashal is they're coming. Dafka b'tzeitchem Mitzrayim. They're always the one trying to stop you from coming from Eretz Yisrael to be that Eved Hashem. That is the Amalek, which we all have our small little Amaleks inside of us that we need to get rid of. Whether it's the culture outside that we worship, to make sure that we're worshiping Hashem and not the Amalek. But that's what Amalek came and said. Baderech b'tzeitchem Mitzrayim. Don't be so excited about Torah. Don't be so excited about Torah. That's what the Amalek, and that's where one of the ideas that we should have kavana when we're yotzi our mitzvah d'oraisa of zachor on Shabbos. Looking forward to Purim.